Baby, I'm not arguing with you. No. Honestly, because it's going to be a waste of my breath. It really would be. No, I'm not saying it to be rude or disrespectful or mean or... No, I'm being honest. Baby, arguing with you would be a waste of time. Because it won't achieve anything. No. If you want to come to some kind of agreement, we're not going to get to it by arguing. We could talk, compromise, we could do all that kind of stuff. But we're not going to get it by arguing. No. I want one thing, you want something different. That's completely fine. You're allowed to... We don't have to agree on everything. We probably won't agree on everything. That's fine. But what matters is how do we get to, like, an understanding? Do we yell? Do we scream? Do we fight with each other? Or do we, you know... You're allowed to have big emotions, baby. You're allowed to have emotions. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be angry. I'm not saying you're not allowed to have those things. Nobody decides how we emotionally react. You know, the only person who does is us. I'm choosing to try not to get upset. I'm choosing to just try to stay level-headed and be in a place where we can talk about it. Because if we're both angry, we're not going to be in a place where we're going to talk about it. We're just going to get heated. We're going to say things we don't mean. We're going to say things we regret. And it's just going to lead to resentment. It's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good for us. So I don't want to do it. Why would I want to do it? To prove that I love you. That is lunacy. It is lunacy. I don't have to yell and scream and make a fucking production to be like, oh, I clearly love you. I think me trying to have control and trying not to... I don't want to be more drama for you. I'm trying my best not to be. Yeah. Obviously. I love you. You're the person I want. The person I always want. You're the person I want to be with. I know about your past. I know about how things were. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be another ex-boyfriend who yelled at you or made you feel bad or made you feel small. I don't want to do that to you. So in these moments when we have disagreements, when there's a lot of emotion involved, I want to take a step back and try not to be too emotional. Try to be as rational as possible. Because I think you deserve that. I think you deserve... I don't know. You don't deserve to get yelled at because I don't agree with you. No one does. You don't deserve for me to make you feel small. Because we don't share the same view. Yeah. I mean, if I did all those things, I wouldn't... How could I say that I'm protecting you and I'm taking care of you and I'm trying my hardest if I do that? I couldn't say that. I'd be lying. Not only to you, to myself, and to anyone else I said that to. I love you. This isn't a big deal. It isn't. It sucks we don't agree right now. And I really wish we did, because this is a big deal. It's a big decision. And the implications are huge, and it'd be so nice if we could just agree. But it's fine that we don't right now. And, I mean, we'll talk, we'll have conversations, we'll try to express our views to... I want you to see where I'm coming from, and I just want to see where you're coming from. Because at this point, like, right now, I just don't see it, and that's why... That's why there's a disagreement, because you see something I don't, and I see something you don't. And in this moment, neither of us are seeing the other, and we're just angry and frustrated, because we're just like, it's so simple, how can you not see it? Yeah, and I mean, all that comes down to a lapse in communication, ultimately. And I'm just as guilty as you are. I need to find better ways of communicating things to you. I need to find clearer ways, like ways where... No, because communication isn't just about... Communication's two parts. It's the part where I speak and the part where you understand. And if there's a breakdown on either side of that, then it doesn't matter what I say if you just don't understand it. Yeah, or misunderstand it. So I have to find a way to express things to you that you can, like, hear them. But that is part of communication. It's part of learning how to communicate properly. It's learning the other person's communication style and learning how they input information and how they receive it and the ways to do that. And, like, that... Yeah, because the way you receive a message is just as important as the message sometimes. Because if the message comes in the wrong, like, container... It might look hostile, or it might look scary, or you might not trust it. When the message itself might be harmless, but just the way it was packaged is scary. Does that make sense? Yeah. I'm glad we're not as mad anymore. Yeah, me too. I don't like being angry. I don't want to be angry at you. Why would I ever want to? You are, you're everything to me. The times when we fight, the times when we're not okay, I'm not okay. No, I'm not. I'm lost for those bits. I'm just kind of missing a piece of myself. Like my other half is not in agreement. It's like I'm fractured. So I don't like fighting with you. It breaks my heart. It hurts me to fight you. It's like fighting myself. I don't want to fight myself. I don't want to fight something I love. Why would I want to do that? Of course, come here. Come here. I love you. Nothing's going to change that. Doesn't matter if we disagree on if we disagree on everything, it might not work, but we don't disagree on everything. We just disagree on some things, and the things we disagree on, we just have to talk about. That's it. But talk, not argue, not fight. Talk. It's really the only way things are going to get better, baby. Yeah. We can talk about it. Yeah, I'm still open to. Tell me here, you want to move? Yeah. No, I know. I think I'm just happy here. I think that's what it is. And I feel like we really built a life here. And I also feel like I'm just so tired of moving. You know? I've been moving around so often for so long. I've been able to settle down for a little bit and just not be moving all the time. I think what I'm scared of is, like, you say this will be the last time we move. Then we'll go somewhere. And in a couple of years, you'll want to move again. And you'll want to, like, uproot us again. And I know, I get it. I used to be just like that. I used to just be, you know, wanderlust. I just wanted to travel and be places. I just didn't want to be wherever I was, I think, at the end of the day. That's why I did it. I think I was running from something. Well, I think it was a lot of it was me. I think that's why I was... That's why I kept moving. That's why I kept going from city to city. I think I just... was running from something, and then I realized the thing I was running from was me, and I couldn't get away from it. Yeah. I think once I realized that, I stopped going places. I just stopped living in other places. I stopped moving so much. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm afraid of the thing. Maybe I'm worried about that for you. But that's my own stuff, you know? I just want to understand why, I think. I know all that, and I get that. I mean, I would love to be closer to the water again. I do miss the ocean. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I'm just worried. Maybe this isn't the right time. Like, I know. Yeah. I'll always be cautious. I'll always be like, well, do we think about everything? Do we? I mean, when it matters. I guess I do leap sometimes. Sometimes I leap, sometimes I look. There's just a moment where I'm like, let's just look. Yeah, I think it's because I was really happy here. I just have so many good memories in this house. Specifically with you. Yeah. I think that's why I was upset too, because I felt like, I don't know. Like, you saying the comment you wanted to move so badly was you, I don't know, saying like this wasn't good enough, or like all the things we built together wasn't enough, and it just made me go, oh, like, maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe I need to do more. No, I know. I know the things you never said that, and it's just, we just hear things sometimes, even though it's not what people say. We hear, that's what I'm saying, it's the messenger. It's what box does it come in, you know? Because the message wasn't threatening, you know? You saying, hey, I really, really want to move. That in itself isn't saying, like, I haven't done a good job, or, you know, you're not happy. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I mean, all I want for you is to be happy, so, like, I think at some level I'm always worried. I know. It's, like, stupid, but I think we all have our, like, 3 a.m. fears. You know? No, I know. They're just irrational. Yeah, they're just irrational. But see, look, we're talking. We're not arguing, we're not yelling, we're just talking. Yeah. Look how easy it is. I'm not saying I told you so. No, I'm not trying to end a fight by saying I'm not saying I'm telling. I'm just saying. Just saying I love you. And I appreciate you. And I'm really grateful to you. I don't think there's anyone else I want to do this with. Yes, all of it. Okay. Well, I've talked enough. I want to hear. Let me hear all the reasons why we should move. I want to know. Yeah. Let me hear them. I really do want to know. Who knows? Maybe I'll change my mind.